That's exactly one of the things we do at the Center for Rural Affairs, reach out and engage everyday rural people in these national public policy debates. And I can tell you from hands-on experience that some of these infrastructure questions, you know, we don't talk about them as infrastructure questions. When we talk about broadband access, we talk about cell phone access, we talk about renewable electricity generation. Those are some of the hottest topics in these communities, and rural people absolutely are interested and engaged in that and need to have a seat at the policy debate about these topics. I think that some of these questions are ripe for community engagement, and they really hit home for people. You know, they're driving down the road and they try to use their cell phone and it drops the call, they start to understand and make those connections. And also on renewable energy, it's about jobs in their communities. I'll give you an example. We held a community forum in Scottsbluff, Nebraska last summer about wind energy in western Nebraska, and we had over 90 people show up, close to 100 people show up for that event, all stripes, all political affiliations, all interested in how we improved and invest in wind energy in the western part of Nebraska. And I guarantee if we had a meeting out there about broadband policy, the same thing, maybe even more people.